Well, our music bed today is Tom Scott. You may have heard of Tom Scott and the LA Express. This is Jim Horn. It's not Tom Scott. Shame on me. Another sax player. Jim Horn, the album's produced by Jeff Lynn. Actually, Jim Horn is his own executive producer, but each track is produced by somebody different. And that last track, Work It Out, was written by Jeff Lynn and produced by Jeff Lynn, and we've been using it for a music bed in the first hour. This is a Richard Tandy, Jim Horn track called Take Away the Sadness, featuring George Harrison on lead guitar, slide guitar actually. We'll be hearing that throughout the hour. But it's time now for It's My Vinyl, and those of you who have tuned in before know, this is a show where we play analog music, vinyl mostly records, and today is a stack of wax, 45 RPMs. Just felt like it, folks. I don't know how to explain myself. Some of the stuff goes back into the 60s and 50s. We're going to sound like Street Corner Serenade a bit today. That's another show on UH Radio, and on Saturdays. We have a couple of oldies shows. I don't want to say this is an oldies show. We're just going to play some cool tracks from back then, and we're going to do some 70s and 80s like we always do. So what do you say we get started? Let's start out with this first track. I want to say from the Philadelphia area. This is the Dovells. Let's see how it sounds.
Yeah. sweet melody. But all of the vows you made were only to be. Though we're a boy, you thought of me still.
Music there from the one and only Fats Domino, and we're going to play the flip, so I'm actually going to flip it while I'm talking to you, and we might do that throughout this segment because, so you can hear the chair squeaking, I have the volume so high on the mic, because one of my turntables is giving us only one side of the stereo channel, even though these are mono singles, it's a compromised signal out to the transmitter, so I'm going to try and work off one turntable, and let's go to the other side of that Imperial single. It's a Fats Domino track called Honey Child.
You were never with wonderful charm, but I love to hold you in my own. Only you can thrill me like you do. So hold that kiss for a long, long while. You know I love you, honey child. I love to hear you whisper low. You know you really thrill me so. Only you can thrill me like you do. So please don't put me on that shelf. You know I cannot help myself. I am happy as a baby boy. You ain't nothing but a bundle of joy. Only you can thrill me like you do. Bend your legs and pigeon toes. You know I love you, goodness knows. Devil with wonderful charm, but I love to hold you in my arm. No one can thrill me like you do. So hold that kiss for a long, long while. You know I love you, honey child. I am happy as a baby boy. You ain't nothing but a bundle of joy. Only you can thrill me like you do. Bend your legs and pigeon toes. You know I love you, goodness knows.
Fats Domino from an original Imperial single. I'm sure you can hear it there. Catalog number X5407, Honey Child, written by Antonio Domino and Dave Bartholomew. Fats Domino, also known as Horizontally Challenged Domino. Back to Philly. We should have done this back-to-back with the Dovells, but I wasn't thinking that far ahead. Here are the Delphonics with La La Means I Love You.
Wasn't true and shore, you will see.
You will see.
The things I am saying are true, and the way I explain them to you. Listen to me,
la 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 la. I love you,
oh baby.
La 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 la. I love you.
That's a song that was covered by Todd Rundgren on A Wizard, A True Star as part of what they call the Soul Medley. And he performed that live back on September 9th in Stamford as part of the A Wizard, A True Star concert. He did about seven of those shows and came out for this set where he sings Cool Jerk and a couple of those old Philly tunes that were part of his childhood, because Todd is from Upper Darby, Philly area. And he came out in this orange tuxedo. It was really cool. I was fortunate enough to see that show. Anyway, that was the original 45 on Philly Groove Records Incorporated. That later went on to be the Philadelphia International label. And now we're going to probably only be moving forward about 12 months, but we're into like a new genre almost. It's a 1968 now, close to 1969, and we have a band called Chicago. And they had an album called Chicago, but it was later called Chicago 2. It's the album with the silver cover and the big, long Make Me Smile medley. There was also a big hit there written by Robert Lamb, who is still in the band, Chicago, and sung by Peter Cetera. The 45 version that we're going to hear now is actually really chopped. It's really chopped compared to the album. The album's something, it runs about 4 minutes. This is the single version that would have been played on AM radio of 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. It's My Vinyl on UHFM.
Searching for something to say.
It's music by Chicago from a 45, shortened. You could hear the splices, I'm sure, if you know the album version. This is also from the same single. It's the B-side. This is actually the last song on the album. It's called Where Do We Go From Here?
Every day just gets a little shorter, don't you think? Take a look around you and you'll see just what I mean. People got to come together, not just out of fear. Where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go from here? Try to find a better place, but soon it's all the same. What it seemed. The more I look around, I find the more I have to fear. Ooh, where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go from here? I know it's hard for you to change your way of life. I know it's hard for you to do. The world is full of people dying to be free. So if you don't, my friend, there's no life for you. Together soon, before it is too late. Forget about the past and let your feelings fade away. If you do, I'm sure you'll see the end is not yet near. Ooh, where do we go? Where do we go?
Serving as the B-side of 25 or 64, that's the track Where Do We Go From Here, written by Peter Cetera, a very underrated bass player, by the way. We think of Peter Cetera now as this male vocalist, you know, did his duets with Amy Grant and Cher, had songs in The Karate Kid and everything. But listening to those old Chicago albums, he was the bass player for the band, and the band entered into some quasi-jazz, some pretty sophisticated Latin and jazz stuff, as well as the pop stuff. And he's pretty tight. He's pretty good. Peter Cetera there on lead vocals, writer of the song Where Do We Go From Here by Chicago. And that was also, you can find that on their Chicago 2 album, which came out in 1969. Let's go to another single now. This is Deep Purple. Now, Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water, Woman from Tokyo on Warner Brothers Records. That was the big. But before that, there were three or four albums with a slightly different lineup of the band. And they had material on Tetragrammaton Records. And we're going to hear their track called Amaretta, written by Lord Blackmore and Evans. And this is catalog number T-1519, music by Deep Purple, Amaretta, on It's My Vinyl. Go.
Thank you.
It's a single from Deep Purple called Amaretta on Tetragrammaton Records. We're going now to again to change a little genre change on you. Kind of a way to tell you a little bit about a show that's here on UH Radio every Saturday from 9 until 1. It's called UH Radio Bluegrass. And what we do on that show is we don't just feature the new bluegrass that's out. Quite a lot of it is released. And actually our folk DJs, or programmers is a better word, who are on it in the FM on Toast portion of the station, usually weekday mornings 6 to 9, will play a lot of it as well. But this show combines that music with the traditional bluegrass that you're accustomed to hearing, and it's our only four-hour show, I believe. It's on at 9 o'clock right after Polka Madness. Polka, of course, is here at 6 with Johnny Pricko, and UH Radio Bluegrass is here at 9. From 9 until 1 every Saturday. Roy Acuff Jr. is here now. See what you think of this.
Like a warm and tender kiss in the early morning mist, while the fog hangs on the cane. Good morning, country rain. Good morning, country. That I can't explain in the good old country rain. I have often sat for hours watching rain fall on the flowers. Lord, I hope I never change. Good morning, country rain. Good morning, country rain. It's good to be back home again. Magic that I can't explain in the good old country rain. Of you and all the changes I went through, it can drive a man insane. Good morning, country rain. Good morning, country rain. It's good to be back home again. Good.
old country rain. Good morning, country rain. It's good to be back home.
You're tuned to WWUH FM 91.3. West Hartford, Connecticut, and WWUH.org. We're a community service of the University of Hartford. This is It's My Vinyl, Friday All Night Show. Music from Bruce Springsteen from the album Born in the USA. That's actually the single version of that track. It's no different, though, and it's actually available on CD, but it was in the stack and thought it looked kind of cool to throw on there. We have a couple of messages about our hometown, and we'll be back with more of It's My Vinyl.
Everyone loves to listen to music. But have you ever stopped to think about why it's great for kids to learn to play music? Hi, I'm Ronnie Arbo from Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. These days it seems people focus way too much on the economics of school music instead of on the amazing positive effects it has on kids. It is such a thrill for a child when he or she gets that first instrument, or masters a simple part on the flute, or performs a showstopper with the school chorus. And there is so much music out there to play and listen to. When kids learn to appreciate an old fiddle tune, or a Cajun dance, or traditional African music, in addition to what they hear on the radio, it opens their minds to the diversity of the world around them. Make sure your kids learn to love music. Support your school music program.
The City of Hartford Office of Cultural Affairs proudly presents pianist Omar Sosa and the Africanos Quartet featuring Senegalese vocalist Mola Silla on Sunday, April 11th at 8 p.m. at the Polish National Home, 60 Charter Oak Avenue, downtown Hartford. Five-time Grammy-nominated Cuban composer and pianist Omar Sosa brings his unique style of Afro-Cuban jazz to the Polish National Home on Sunday, April 11th. Mr. Sosa's first visit to Hartford since October 2006. Africanos, rooted in Africa, Omar Sosa continues to explore the African roots of traditional musics throughout the diaspora using modern jazz harmonies and the latest audio technology. For tickets, contact the City of Hartford Office of Cultural Affairs at 860-757-4895 or contact A. Shaparo at hartford.gov. That's A. Shaparo at hartford.gov.
That old Bilbao moon, I won't forget it soon. That old Bilbao moon, just like a big balloon. That old Bilbao moon would rise above the dune, while Tony's Beach Saloon rocked with an old-time tune. We'd sing a song the whole night long, and I can still recall those were the great. Grass grew through the floor of Tony's 2x4 on the Bilbao shore. But there were friends galore, and there was beer to pour, and moonlight on the shore, that old Bilbao shore. We'd sing all night with all our might, and I can still recall those were the greatest.
It's music from Andy Williams, and it's on an original Cadence Records 45. That's what made that enticing for me to play. It's backed with How Wonderful to Know, and it is catalog number 1398. Cadence Records. It's got the same kind of printing as an RCA 45 would have, but it doesn't say anywhere that it's an RCA product. We're going to stay in more of the country vein for a little while, just to get a little bit of a genre broadness, a breadth of scope. This is a band called the Dirt Band. This was a hit back in the 1970s for them.
pardon, Mama, what did you say? My mind was drifting off on Martinique Bay. It's not that I'm not interested, you see. Augusta, Georgia is just no place to be. I think Jamaican in the moonlight, sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, Mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove. Keep on talking, Mama, I can hear your voice, it tickles down inside of my ear. I feel a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer. I think Jamaican in the moonlight, sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, Mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Interesting band there, the Dirt Band. That's really the 1976 to 1981 name of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Kind of a lot of personnel changes. First of all, in the original Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, saw the presence of Jackson Browne for about 4 to 5 months, and then he went on to focus on his solo career. Basically, what happened is he got signed by Asylum Records, David Geffen over at Asylum. And as the band moved on and they had a hit with Jerry Jeff Walker's Mr. Bojangles, they became the Dirt Band for, what is that, 5 years, 76 to 81. And during that time, they were the first American group allowed by the Soviet Union to tour Russia. They played concerts and had TV shows, TV appearances, and it's estimated to have been watched by 145 million people, the Dirt Band, an American band, of course. And as the band went on, they had this big hit that we just heard there called An American Dream. And if you noticed that background vocalist, it was Linda Ronstadt. The track reached number 13 on the popular music charts. I'm sure it went higher on the country charts. And they appeared on Saturday Night Live and were billed as the Toot Uncommons and provided the backing band for Steve Martin when he was performing his million-selling novelty tune King Tut on that show. So there's a little history for you there on the Dirt Band, also known as the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. I believe they're back to calling themselves the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band one more time, as we are hearing of them now. So, and they perform on bills with people like Earl Scruggs and Emmylou Harris and things like that. So they're doing their thing. And we're going to continue now with more 45s and things. Oh, that was wonderful. They were talking about being in Jamaica on that track. So let's continue that thought pattern with something with a sort of a reggae feel. This is a band from Rochester, New York, actually, by the name of Resurrection, and this is a track of theirs called Pull It Up Out of Limbo. This was released in 1982.
Pull it up out of limbo.
Well, it just dawned on me that it's turning into Kevin DeHond night here in, on the Friday All Night Show. That was Kevin DeHond on lead vocals, who we featured in the 3 to 4 o'clock hour, who has a solo album out called Life in a Box. And Kevin's solo album came out about 6 months ago, but we just received our copy here at UHFM today. So that was Kevin DeHond with the band Resurrection doing Pull It Up Out of Limbo. That was a single on their own label, and they were distributed up in Rochester, New York, where the band was based. Before that, the Dirt Band, as we said, with Linda Ronstadt on background vocals and American Dream from the United Artists single of the same name. This is It's My Vinyl, about 8 more minutes to go, and then The Bandwagon featuring unsigned artists, folks that are without a record deal but are working their way forward, and something different for you to listen to and hopefully latch on to and help these folks move forward and become part of the mainstream, if that's what they'd like to be. The Bandwagon today at 5 on the Friday All Night Show with Sam Scazzari. That's me. And I'll be here until 6 o'clock. Let's go to another 45. This is all 45 nights. As I told you earlier, I have one turntable that's not quite getting the left channel out. So even if a song is in mono, the signal over the air is challenged. I actually recorded this show last week and was listening back, and we thought we corrected the issue, and I guess it still has a little bit of a drop. So without going into too much detail on that, we're just going to work with one turntable, and I'm going to talk between tracks, and I hope you don't mind. I know it's late at night for some of you, and it's early in the morning, and some people aren't what they call chatty this early, but this is a special edition, let's say. This is John Denver, one of the most popular artists of the 1970s and of all time.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Beside you, let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
Music from John Denver, If you've got the album John Denver's Greatest Hits, the album that came out in the 1970s, you won't find that track on it. That's actually in a song that came out after that first John Denver's Greatest Hits album. And features, well, the album Back Home Again features a drummer by the name of Hal Blaine, who hails from the Holyoke area originally. Either Chicopee or Holyoke. Hal Blaine is one of the most utilized drummers, session drummers, in the 1960s and 70s in places like New York City and L.A., and worked with people like John Denver and Paul Simon, folks like that. We're going to close the show out. It's My Vinyl, as you know, the show where we play a lot of records and 45s and things, with a 45, a mystery 45, and I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's on Mercury Records, and the label got ripped. I don't know what the title of the track is or who the artist is, but I can see that it's somebody Preston, and it's not Billy Preston. It's older than that. Well, maybe not older than Billy's earliest recordings, but it's a single from the early 60s, I think, and it's just not Billy Preston. I'm going to guess that I'm right there. I'm going to play what I think is the A-side based on the catalog take numbers. Let's see what happens here. Hopefully it's okay.
I see you in my dreams each night. My heart knows that I care. I see you in the early light. Your love I'll always share. My heart knows that I love you, and my heart knows how I feel. My heart knows infatuation, and my heart knows when it's real. The years will go tumbling by, our love will always grow. But my heart knows. My heart knows that I love you, and my heart knows how I feel. My heart knows infatuation, and my heart knows when it's real. The years will go tumbling by, our love will always grow. Our friends ask, will it last? But my
hope you enjoyed It's My Vinyl today. Another hour of the Friday All Night Show is upon us with the Bandwagon. And if you're wondering who us is, we are WWUH FM 91.3, West Hartford, Connecticut, a community service of the University of Hartford, simulcasting portions of our broadcast day on WAPJ 89.9 and 105.1 Torrington, WWEB 89.9 Wallingford, and WDJW 89.7 in Summers. You can also find us on the net at wwuh.org, streaming in Real Player and Windows Media Player. Living stereo to boot.
Hope you're enjoying the show today. Thanks for staying with us. We'll be back in about 60 seconds or so with the Bandwagon. So we'd love to have you. Stay with us.